Hey, it's Stu Gatz from the Levitard Show with Stu Gatz. You're listening to Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having the happiest of hump days. And we are, obviously, we've got a lot of college basketball going on, but we've got the state tournaments on the high school front going on. Howard today falling to East Nashville, 78-75. Howard gets off a three-pointer that goes in but just a fraction of a second after the buzzer had sounded. So heartbreak for Howard. It was the exact opposite this past weekend for Bradley Central's girls. A Hannah Lombard three-pointer with 1.2 seconds left gave the Bearettes a 46-44 dramatic victory, the program's first state championship in girls hoops since 1976. And joining us now is Bradley Central girls coach Jason Reuter. Jason, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing better than I deserve. I'm a little hoarse. Forgive me. I've been doing a lot of talking the last few days, but it's a good type of hoarse. So glad you guys are having us on.
Absolutely, and congratulations from all of us. It was Saturday afternoon when it happened. We're talking Tuesday afternoon now. When did it set in, what you gals had accomplished, or has it completely set in?
It set in. I think you're kind of a little bit of a blur for a day. You win, and you're used to being in positions where you lose, and you at some point, and then you kind of go about your business, and you kind of got a routine. But when you win, you've got so many people that want to talk to you. And I told the girls before the game, I said, look, this doesn't mean people are bad, but if we win this game, I'll get about 300 text messages and phone calls. If we lose, I'll get about 50. And I lied to them. I got 500 text messages.
Wow.
And phone calls. But it's just, it's exciting time, and you're right. It takes about a day. The way we won it, we had to win in overtime in the semifinals, and then we had to Hannah Lombard hit a three with 1.2 seconds left. You're almost like you're just, am I in a movie scene or is this real? So, I'm back now and getting a lot of people wanting to take our team out to eat or bring us in front of the school board or churches reaching out to us. So it's just been a busy, busy time. So really, as far as scheduling, we're on spring break. I'm very blessed that we're out of school this week, really.
Jason, let's talk about that celebration, because I've seen the video and it cracks me up. I mean, the girls are you never know how you're going to react in something like that, and most people never get to experience a moment like you did on Saturday, but the girls are falling all over each other. We had a great photo of it in the Times Free Press. You were walking around just kind of pumping both fists. What was kind of going through your mind during your whole celebration bit?
Well, first of all, you're down one with 11.2 seconds, and you got the ball out. And you know that this is high stakes right here, one last play, and you're preparing yourself. You don't really have time to think, what if we win? What if we lose? Somebody said, did you really think you guys could go over and win this? I said, we loaded up to go to Murfreesboro to win. And of course, I've taken five teams in 9 years, and we went to win every time, but we've come up short. But you think you might get emotional. I'm not going to say that I didn't get a little teary-eyed, but it's almost like the relief when that ball went in. Of course, you guys watched it. Put time back on the clock. You remember, they put 1.2 back on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a Kentucky native. Help me, was that 90? Was that 93 when Leitner hit the shot?
92. Yeah, 92.
I was in Jenkins Deli in Cleveland, Tennessee, watching that. And so when they put 1.2 back on the clock, I'm like, come on now. Let's stop the celebrating. Let's get the final horn. So once that happened, that's when I didn't pop my fists, guys, until the official horn went off. But when it did, it's an experience that you only dream about. The girls deserve all the credit. I didn't get one rebound. I didn't score one bucket. They did what I asked them to do, and we played defense. We played defense all year long. I mean, you can look at our scores. They're in the 40s. We had a game in the 30s in this tournament. We did set a state record for most block shots in a state tournament, 22, which is a little surprising because we don't have Ryan Howard out there with us. We don't have any McDonald's All-Americans, but we got a bunch of girls that fought really, really hard for Bradley Central High School, and I couldn't be any prouder.
Speaking of Ryan Howard, we've got her on today's show coming up at 5:10, the SEC Freshman of the Year. Right now, you're listening to Jason Reuter, the head coach of Bradley Central State Championship Girls, and you're listening to Jason right here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, you said you didn't have any McDonald's All-Americans, and I'm going to say not yet. The Blair girl can be special, right? She's just a sophomore.
Yeah, she's got things that you can't teach as far as speed and athleticism and you know, she puts the ball on the floor. She's small, but, you know, I've watched enough college basketball now. You know, my own daughter playing at Middle Tennessee and obviously watching Brooke Copeland's games and Ryan Howard's. You know, there's a lot of small girls out there that play. If you can put the ball on the floor and you can get around to you, you can play. You know, everybody thinks you got to be big, but she's a sophomore. I think the second sophomore ever to win MVP.
Right.
Is what someone told me of the AAA state tournament. So she was already getting some looks, mid-majors, a couple of offers, but I think Jacksonville State was the first good offer, but her stocks will rise, and she'll go through the AAU circuit starting up here. Believe it or not, guys, you win a state championship and you're in AAU practice. They'll be in practice next week. She definitely plays a call time. Jermaine Blair will definitely have a lot of opportunities.
Was Monday weird for you with no practice?
It was, yeah. You know, I've been doing this 26 years. I was Kent Smith's assistant.
Right.
We went to 5 state tournaments, got 2 runner-ups. Yeah, I've been coaching 26 years. 20 at Bradley. I've been to 10 state tournaments as assistant or head coach, and I've been in that game 3 times, but that's the first time we've won it. And, you know, you usually sit around and lick your wounds for a week or so after you lose. You know, it's all you do. People think we start in November, guys. We don't stop. I mean, we're going to our last camp game was June 22nd. Your better players go off and play AAU. Then you start back school, and, you know, August the 5th, and you're back in the weight room, and you're doing open gym. And then you have a first practice, like October 28th. And we've been practicing 5 and 6 days a week, and we weren't playing since October the 28th. And we're doing open gym and weight room before that. So, yes, to save Monday, okay, all I did Monday was answer phone calls and return text messages and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it was weird. I'm not going to practice. You're right.
What did you tell him before the game? Were you a big pregame speech guy? Did you hit him with a Rocky motivational, or did you just say, you know why you're here? Let's go get this done.
I try not to overdo it, and I've learned you don't want to put kids in position where they feel like they can let you down. You know, you don't want to talk about too much. You know what this game means. You know what this means. You know, you're not careful, you'll set kids up. The pressure, you don't want any pressure. I want my locker room, I want them to act like they're in Jim Smitty Arena. I walk in, they're quiet. I said, get loud, start clapping, make some noise. We're going to have to play for a state championship. You know, we don't need to be acting like we're at a funeral here. We need to act like you're at home at Jim Smitty Arena. And then we talk about our game plan. You tell them you love them. Win or lose, you're my girls. I'm going to dance with who I came with. And when we leave this floor, let's make sure we look at each other in the eyes and say, guys, we give everything we had. Everything we had. And we break it down. And, of course, we have a game plan. guys that we're trying to execute. At that point, you got to play back to back to back. We practice each morning for about an hour, but it's a very light, get loose, shoot. This is their favorite out-of-bounds play. This is what Hemingway does. This is what Griggs does. This is what Wales does, the point guard. They got three high-profile players on Houston's team, and you got to make sure that you don't let one individual beat you. So I guess I'll give them one last hurrah, and then we went out there and we played.
You're listening to Jason Reuter, the Bradley Central girls coach, winning the state championship this past weekend with a dramatic win over Houston. It's been a doubly special year for you, given what your team has accomplished and also Ryan Howard winning SEC Freshman of the Year. Can you just talk about that? I know a lot of Tennessee folks wish she had not gone all the way up 75 to Lexington like she did, but just the special year that she's had for Kentucky that will continue in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I've said it 100 times in publication. She's the best player I've ever coached. People ask me, are you surprised that she's doing so well? I don't want to sound like a prophet, but before she left here, I said, look, she's going to go to Kentucky, and she's going to make an impact immediately. Now, I did not know she would be SEC Freshman of the Year, but I thought she would start because I knew Kentucky was struggling a little bit, and I knew that I've coached this girl 4 years. I knew she could play any position on the floor. And, guys, when you're looking over there on the side and you got a girl that can play any position and you're in need of help, I've seen her jump center this year. For the Wildcats, and she's 6'1", long-armed, just can play any position on the floor. I compared her to, I'm showing her age here, these kids, you say these names, these kids don't know who you're talking about. Magic Johnson, right? Who doesn't know who Magic Johnson is? Well, these girls, this day and time, they don't know who Magic Johnson is. But you know what I'm talking about. He could play any position on the floor. If she needs to score 30, she can. She averaged 22.5 her senior year, she could average 30. But we wouldn't have been as good. Now, she's very unselfish. The best thing about Ryan Howard, she makes everybody around her better. She gets her teammates involved. And we wouldn't have won this state championship Saturday if Ryan Howard hadn't been here to lay the groundwork for these young girls. Now, she's the only senior we had last year. And it's ironic. We lose Ryan Howard, and we beat a team that beat us last year. Same team, Houston, beat us by 3 in the Final Four, and they got everybody back. We got everybody back except Ryan Howard. But that's like losing LeBron James in the NBA, So she's part of this win for us. She laid the groundwork. She taught these girls how to compete. And me and Ryan, we talk about it every week. At least by text, and what a year she's had. Maybe more impressive. Everybody talks about freshman year, but she made first team all SEC. They only pick 8 in the whole league.
Mm-hmm.
That to me may be more impressive.
Jason, listen, congratulations on a winter that I know you will not forget anytime soon with what you've accomplished, and a winter that will continue with Ryan Howard in the NCAA tournament. Jason, thank you so much for joining us. And again, congratulations to you and your staff and all your girls for a very, very memorable and rewarding basketball season.
Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate you guys. We love listening to your show. We appreciate the time you commit to high school sports. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Jason Reuter, Bradley Central girls coach, state champions, first time since 1976. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.